Yeah, I did, and even at 2-1, you know, I mean, it didn't start exactly the way we had wanted it to, and the bench was really good, and really pleased with the game.
Do you have an update on Buffalo at all?
Yeah, he thought that if he got the third goal, there would be far too much attention on him. He doesn't want to get shadowed on the ice, so he just, now precautionary, we expect him to play and be fine tomorrow.
You said that this morning that the last couple of games have been better than previously. Someone could have taken that as a bit of a sales pitch.
I didn't sell it hard because I knew you can't. You know what I mean? But somebody asked me today, what was the difference? So big parts of our game are getting closer, the offensive zone especially. And we're still handling that. The last two teams take off. You know, they touch the puck and they're gone out the weak side. So we're still handling those breakaways. But the offensive zone play now is looks like it's starting to come a little bit. And I'd felt that going back to the Colorado game, which was, for me at that time, our best offensive zone game. And it was good against the Rangers, and we didn't have anything to show for it, and it was really good tonight. So I have felt that way. Earlier I'd said we were winning kind of on some compete and some emotion, and having Scheife had really helped us. But there was a lot of room to improve in terms of the quality of our game and the style of game that we're playing. And we are definitely, in the last three especially, getting closer to the way it's supposed to look. Now, I'm not going to score 7 every night, obviously, but it's supposed to look like the offensive zone and some of the defensive zone tonight.
Buffalo sometimes can be perceived as a bit of an oddity because of his skills package, but he just has flat out been really, really good in the last four games.
Yeah, I think if you put him together, he's been our best player. He's such an unusual man, and to have hands and you saw some speed there too, and the ability to read and control the play. But he's a perfect example of kind of the way you want your team to focus the game. He's excited about playing tonight. You know, he was excited in the morning skate. These are games that he enjoys. Maybe having had success in big games and having been in the Stanley Cup final, excuse me, he knows how to come in ready for these games.
The save by Montoya was early in the game, but preventing them from getting to 3-1 now.
Really big. Yeah, really big. We needed one in there. Keep that faith so you're not pressing as much. Yeah, he made a couple of real strong saves, and then and it got quiet for him for a long stretch, and he was good in the third again.
He said he wants to play tomorrow night.
Al?
Yeah.
Well, we'll probably help him with that. Yeah, we got a spot for him.
Talked this morning, Coach, about having your team embrace the nervousness and embrace the pressure in big games. How much of that did you get tonight?
Yeah, I think a lot, and I'm talking about being at 1-2 early in the game when you're down. Now the bench was right. It wasn't panicked. There's still lots of chatter, lots of talk, and the game didn't change. We didn't change what we were trying to do, and just stuck with it. So, really important learning process for a young team to have success in a big game, getting down early, and then coming back and being very good.
How'd you go from such a loose first period to such a tight one defensively in the second?
You know what? I really think the first goal in the second period changed what they did. And we talked about, you know, how those things happened, and they were all different. They weren't the same breakaways. One was it was flat out speed. You know, we were there. The second one was a forward. A D had gone in, and a forward had filled the blue, but still thought he was a forward. You know, he was where he was supposed to be, but didn't recognize that weak side speed. So they were all a little bit different. And I also think that the fourth goal, had we not handled that puck, that guy was already gone on the weak side. Now, we had somebody there, but this is a very fast transition team. It's not always a positioning mistake. I mean, we can go stand out at that. You know, you can't give them too much ice. So we knock it down, it goes in their net. And then I think they kind of said, hey, enough with that. It's not working.
Paul, a lot of guys are describing this as fun. This game's being fun. Yeah. How important was it to inject fun back into the locker room, especially during this?
Yeah. Because you can only keep their hopes up, and their, you know, it wears on you. And it's a good, really good bunch of guys, and they really do care. And you have to keep their spirits up when things aren't right, and you have to call them on the stuff that needs to be fixed. You know, it's not in this stretch of games, we're trying to be positive, but we're still being very direct and dealing with the things that aren't right, that need to get better. But I found with this group, if they, and loose isn't the right word, but if they're excited about what's going to happen that night, we play so much better than if we're tight about it or if we're nervous about it. Or we, you know, in that stretch, you felt it slipping away. That was difficult for our group to deal with. And I thought that was, at times for goal scorers, the difference. You know, they're a little tight. When we've had breakaways every night. We've had a bunch of them. And just, you know, even a Vander's goal tonight, we couldn't get that to go on those kind of chances in the previous games.
Did you see Zach's hit Ryan Garvin in front of
last
the bench?
One, guys.
I did.
That liven up the
nice. You know what? There were a lot of pretty heavy hits there early in the game, and I thought we were aggressive and tight gap. I thought Zach kind of got back to what he was doing earlier and closing the gap with his speed, good stick, and then finishing. It was a physical game, and that's when he plays his best for me.
Hey, guys.
Okay, thank you.
See you Wednesday morning.